Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If anybody has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you'd silence them now as not to disrupt the rest of the meeting, we'd appreciate it. If you'd stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is great to see a full audience here today. I know a lot of you are here for different reasons, but it's still good to see this room filled up. Thank you all for being here. We're going to move along now to item number four. This is discussion of possible action. This is approval of the agenda for August the 15th, 2017. Anybody have any public comment regarding today's agenda? Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. I'd like to ask that we continue. Item number 20. Item number 20 is consideration of letter of interest for a Story County Planning Commissioner. We'd like to spend a little bit of time reviewing the applicants and doing an interview with them and to propose this for the next meeting, which is September 5th.
Okay.
At this location here at the courthouse.
Very good. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kathy, any other changes to today's agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In the interest of some time constraints and conflicts, we'd like to move item number 10 up. That is resolution 17-469, honoring Mr. Griffin for his years of service to the county. We'd like to move that up to immediately following item 6, the consent agenda, and before staff reports. And then we also would like to continue item number 15, that is the resolution 17-467 on potential restrictions of discharge of firearms in wildland areas. We'd like to continue that to the September 5th meeting also.
Okay. Very good. Once again, I'll ask if there's any public comments since we've made these. Ms. Clark?
I'd like to request that item number, Roman numeral 1 under consent agenda be heard as part of the regular agenda.
No, sorry, I can't hear you.
I said I would like to request that agenda item Roman numeral 1 in the consent agenda be moved to the regular agenda to be heard.
Okay.
Thank
sure.
you.
Yeah, if we can go ahead and slot that, Mr. Chairman, perhaps we can slot that after item 12.
Okay. Okay. We'll move Roman numeral item 6-1 between items 12 and 13. Any other public comment? Hearing enough, I can get a motion to go ahead and approve today's agenda with the changes that have been made.
I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda with the changes as moving item 6-1 of the consent agenda to be placed after item 12. We will move item 10 to be heard after item 6 of the consent agenda. Okay. And we will continue item 15 and item 20 to the September 5 meeting.
Very good. Thank you. I have a second?
Second.
Moved and second to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on now to item number 5. This is discussion of possible action. Approval of the minutes for July the 18th, 2017. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, I can get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for July 18th, 2017.
Second.
Moved and second to approve the minutes for July 18th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and hear the consent agenda, item number 6. Is there any public comment regarding item number 6? Taking in the note that we're going to go ahead and see Roman numeral 1 after item 12. So I get a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda with noting that we'll move item 6-1 to after to follow item 12.
Second.
Very good. It's been moved and second to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Right now we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump up and go to item number 10. This is discussion and possible action, resolution 17-469, honoring Sean Griffin for his years of service to Story County and the state of Nevada. Sherry Nevin.
Good morning, Sherry Nevin. For the record, Sean, if you can come up here and join me, please, and Deb, too, if you wouldn't mind. I'd appreciate it. I don't want to be up here alone. This is a hard thing for me to do today, and I don't know why. I'm usually pretty good about public speaking, but hopefully I can make it through. I'm truly honored to be here today presenting this resolution and award. Story County and the state of Nevada are both better places thanks in part to the work that Sean Griffin has done over the years. Community Chess was formed in 1991 by Sean and his wife Debbie to act as a catalyst for change and a center for resources to help people help themselves and others build strong and healthy communities and families. Today, their nonprofit agency serves children and families not only in Story County, but in the entire state. They provide holistic solutions with the goal of building and sustaining strong families and communities. With the support of volunteers, agency staff, public and private revenue, Community Chess develops, offers, and sponsors services that make a difference in the lives of Nevada's youth and families. 26 years later, with a staff of nearly 30 people, Sean is passing the torch to a very capable staff that he has mentored over the years. Today we issue this resolution to Sean Griffin on behalf of Story County for the work that he has done. I'm going to go ahead and read resolution number 17-469. Whereas Sean Griffin has faithfully served Story County for 26 years, from 1991 to 2017, and whereas Sean Griffin has exhibited outstanding initiative, inspiration, leadership, and organizational skills directly benefiting Story County, the state of Nevada, and its citizens, and whereas Sean Griffin has served with distinction, earning the respect of all he works with both locally and statewide, and whereas Sean Griffin has consistently demonstrated excellence in professional and community leadership while making significant contributions to the welfare of the community through involvement and participation, therefore, let it be known to all present that the Story County Board of County Commissioners do hereby resolve to commend and honor Sean Griffin for exemplary service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 15th day of August, 2017. That's the resolution, and then I have a kind of somewhat of a personal award to give to Sean. This here is one of my little favorite pieces of metal art, and I think it accurately portrays the material example of what Sean has given to the state of Nevada over the years. And it reads, "This award is presented to Sean Griffin to honor him for consistency demonstrating excellence in professional and community leadership while making significant contributions to the welfare of the community through involvement and participation. Sean has given his time and energy for community betterment, contributing to growth and stability for the entire state of Nevada, while exhibiting outstanding initiative, inspiration, leadership, and organizational skills, directly benefiting Story County, the state of Nevada, and its citizens." So you can put this up wherever you so desire, Sean. Move the heart is movable. You can put it wherever you want to on the state. So. On behalf of the entire county, Sean, we wish you all the best as you transition to your next chapter in life, and we are forever grateful for the impact that you have made here in Story County. Going to be missed, but you're not going to be far removed, so we'll still call on you when we need you. And a picture with all the commissioners would be fantastic.
And you, Sherry. Sure. Thank you.
You know, one thing that wasn't mentioned was that, and I want to acknowledge them, is Sean has really put together a very professional staff. They're great people to work with, and you've got some big shoes to fill. Thank you.
I told my kids this morning, who are now grown men, that I am the man with empty tear ducts. I'm not sure what to say. It's been a long time that Debbie and I have worked for this, to see this community and this state grow into the place it is. I was over at the community center site this morning, and the structure is now being erected. The steel is going up. Just a few short years ago, that was a dream. It's a reality. And when I'm gone, all of us are gone, there'll be a place for children and families here. There'll be a library. There'll be a health care center. There'll be all the things that a community needs to thrive. I couldn't have done this without all of you. I couldn't have done this without the great staff in this room, all of you. Wonderful leadership, wonderful cooperation. Most of all, I couldn't have done it without my spouse who started this with me. It took us an awful long time to get the credibility of the foundation community, and finally, when we wouldn't stop asking, they said yes. And now, they consider it an honor to be part of this initiative. I receive letters and phone calls from people with a lot of money saying, among all the things we contribute to, yours is the one that matters the most. They have a vested interest in what's happening at the park. They think that is a regional center for excellence, and it is. And it's run by regional leaders in this room, all of them. About 3 years ago, I had an idea that I wanted to try and leave when we had reached the top of the mountain, finding the money for the building, getting the memo out, and with the best board and staff we've ever had, and most of all with the organization in a strong fiscal place. You never want to leave an organization so that your successors have to worry about those things. Eric and Michael Ann and the great team have nowhere to go but up. They have a huge future to walk right into. And the reason Debbie and I are leaving for the fall is to give them the opportunity to spread their wings and lead like the leaders they are. And I'll try and embarrass Eric on Saturday if I can read at the party with a poem for him. But I know, I knew when I woke up that it was the right time, and a leader has to know when to leave. And they know what to do, and it's their time. I'll come back in the fall, late fall, and help raise money, because I guess that's my default now. And I'll help keep, I'll help wherever the blisters are, is what I've told them. But I'm only going to work half time so I can write and paint a little more. But all of you that have been through this long journey with us know there's been so many mountains and valleys and peaks and rivers. And as trite as that sounds from a poet, I must tell you, I'm humbled to my bones to have worked for you, with you, beside you, all of you. I will take away your incessant belief in something that wasn't seen. That's what I will take. Thank you so much. I'll stand with you. I'll stand with you.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Sorry, the governor's going to make a huge announcement on health care in Rural Nevada in Silver Springs at 11. So I need to be there for that, otherwise I would stay. So please understand that.
Work never ends.
It's a very important announcement for all of Rural Nevada. You'll find out about it on the news tonight. It's huge. So this is a big win for everybody enrollment data on healthcare. It's a huge win. Just turn on the news tonight. It's a massive step forward for enrollment data. So,
how about one more round of applause? Item number 7, discussion only, will take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. Oh, no, you didn't. Thanks. Able county clerk here to keep us in line. Well, we can ask if there's any public comment regarding this resolution. And hearing none, if I can get a motion to approve this resolution.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 17-469, honoring Sean Griffin for those, for his years of service to Story County and the state of Nevada.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Great. Thank you, Vanessa. Now, once again, we're going to go ahead and move on to item number 7. And we'll start on the right side of the building there with the sheriff. Sheriff McEnora. How about over at Community Relations, Sherry Nevin?
Good morning, Sherry Nevin for the record. We are working with Nevada Health Centers to schedule a couple of flu shot clinics throughout the county in this fall. We have one already scheduled for the Mark Twain Community Center on October 4th, and we'll come out with some additional dates for Lockwood and Virginia City. Nevada Health Centers is also offering a back-to-school immunization clinic tomorrow from 9:30 to 3:30 here at their Virginia City clinic, and that's open to school-age children, college-age children, adults, basically anyone needing some updates to their immunizations. Last Thursday and Friday, the Meals on Wheels delivery driver for the Virginia City Senior Center took a couple days of vacation, and I was fortunate enough, Stacy asked me, would you be interested in delivering meals? So for 2 days, we went throughout the community delivering roughly 30 meals each day throughout Virginia City, Gold Hill, Mark Twain, and the Highlands. And it was a very eye-opening experience. This service is a program that has far-reaching effects and shines a light on how valuable this service is in our communities. To see that, you know, some of these folks, as we deliver that meal, that may be the only person they see in that day. It's that link that they need. So, I mean, we can go there. We had, you know, one gentleman that we got to his house and he wasn't there. You know, we didn't know a vehicle was missing. You know, we hadn't delivered before. So we immediately called Stacy and she makes that call to a family member and he's fine. He had just gone out. But it's that kind of service that, you know, as Mike Dixon goes around daily and delivers these meals to these folks, he is their lifeline and he can check on them, make sure they're doing okay. So it was a great experience. I was kind of sad when it was over because we were really kind of enjoying our 2.5 hours a day of going out and delivering these meals. So we continue to work with FEMA. I'll probably be saying this for the next 3 years, but we do continue to work with them to meet their deadlines, get information submitted as we recover from the January flooding event. We're also working heavily with our insurance company, since a lot of the sites that we're dealing with, bridges and other repairs to county facilities, are funded through our insurance company. So here shortly, we ought to be starting work on some bridge repairs in the north end of the county specifically, reconstructing the chimneys on the top of this building and making some minor improvements to certain areas and buildings that receive some water damage. So it's been a true group effort. Joe, I mean, he's been spending hours upon hours dealing with people. Jesse, myself, Jason, where's Becky? I mean, it's just been a whole team of people coming together. So we're fortunate that we have that. It sounds as though next week we should have the bighorn sheep delivered and placed in the museum. So that'll be something to go ahead and check out when it gets here. So we'll make sure we post pictures and have everything going. You'll also notice that there's some minor repairs going on the outside of the building to the stucco and the bricks. We received a grant from Historic Preservation to help us fund that project partially. So we have Dick Wellhouse working here, getting cleaning up things in certain areas that stucco has kind of worn away over the years. So he should be out of here within the next couple of weeks. So anyone has any questions for me?
Good job.
That's great. Good report. Thank you, Chair. Eric left? Did Eric leave with John?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Director of Security, Melanie Keener?
Nothing today, thank you.
Very good. Let's see here. We're graced with the presence of some of our leaders down in Lockwood. So, John Merritt, do you guys have anything to report today? Very good.
John Miller from Rainbow Bend, the River District. I happen to be fortunate to be the caretaker of the Louise Perry Park. We've had an event there at least once a weekend. We've had weddings. We've had baptisms. We've had family reunions. We've had community gatherings. We had the National Night Out, which Commissioner Marshall McBride, Jack McDuffie, Lance made his comment that he could not make it. He had prior engagements. We had over 250 people at this event. The park is doing well, thanks to Jason, Jeff, and Rudy for helping with the sprinkler systems. I'd like to have show you some pictures of the park, and then I'll tell you what I need. Louise Perry Park is now in the process of needing some infant playgrounds equipment. We have a whole bunch of people there, younger people now, because of the industries is going out of Tesla and all the rest of them. They've moved in our area. The mothers have nothing for the little babies to do. There's no swings for them to be able to seat belt them in and have swings. There's no playground equipment for little kids. So I have a letter to give for the playground equipment. We need a new basketball lane of the basketball courts. It's all tore up. The asphalt's coming off in sheets, and it's very not safe for everybody to play with. If you notice, we planted some more trees. Menizes donated a Christmas tree for $400. The cost of $400. He donated it last year. This Christmas tree is for the kids at Hillside. We're going to decorate it with lights, and they're going to decorate with their handmade stuff. So the teachers there are going to have the classes where their kids make all these decorations. We're going to put them up on the trees. Also, we'd like to get a speaker system in there somehow, if we could. These are only a few little requests, and I want to thank the maintenance committee for all the help they have done with the grounds out there with the sprinkler system, because if you notice on those pictures, we have green grass all over the place. And it's really nice for the kids, so.
How are you getting used to it?
Thank you, John. Got one more, our community garden that Ms. Sherry Nevins asked me if I could help take care of it. A year ago, I gave you pictures of what the garden looked like. I'd like to now give you pictures of what the garden looks like now. There are 34 beds in there. There are 31 of them being used this year. Last year we had maybe 12, 13. I kind of wrestled our Commissioner Marshall over to see the community garden. I thought it looked real nice. The fire department has helped out with some of the weed abatement on that. This has cost the county absolutely nothing except for the two dumpsters we had early last year, Sherry got for us. All this is done by a committee that we have five people on it, and it's my wife, Cindy, Denise, Dan, and Diane Hall. We all have keys, and all of us have been working really hard to get that cleared up, cleaned up. So I want to thank everybody for their help they've done this. That's the good news. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Any questions?
I think there's adequate funds in your park fund, so I think if you just get who is he going to get with Jason on this?
We'll take that request, and we'll look and see what qualifies for park funds. You can do new stuff with park. You can't do maintenance. Yeah. So it gets down to what was already there that we'd be repairing versus what are we putting in new. Playground equipment sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Basketball lanes, we'll have to look and see what was there and what we're doing. But we'll definitely work with
that. That was just so I come into play with that.
Exactly.
I know there's laws, and every state has different laws. The nation has different laws for parks for communities. I did a park in Lindenhurst, Illinois. It was 17 acres. It's called the Millennium Park. And the rules and regulations of the state of Illinois were horrendous. You just couldn't put up park equipment that you'd want to put up. You had to do it by law. So I don't know what the Nevada laws are. So, but I thank you for
good ideas for the playground equipment.
All right. And I thank you very much for your cooperation. Thank you.
We thank you, too, for all the work that you do down there, John.
Thank you.
Early. You have the podium.
Thank you.
Put your seatbelt on, Jack.
Marilyn Miller, River District. We just have had such a wonderful summer down there. Our daily routines at the community buildings, there's something going on at all times. We have card games. We have people teaching crafts. It just goes on and on and on. Something is there. We have pause to read for the children every Saturday. I mean, every once a month on Saturday, pause to read comes in 4 or 5 dogs. And all the kids show up. I mean, they just fill the place with kids and dogs for pause to read. It just goes on and on and on. We deliver meals 5 days a week to the Meals on Wheels, and we have lunches for the seniors 5 days a week. So it's really a blessing. We have had a lot of community service type things, birthdays, weddings, receptions. It goes on and on. And then I'm going to add something else that you never even knew we had that we just started because it just fell on us, so we took the reins and we did it. We had an awful lot of handicap equipment down there that was stored in the CGID blue building behind the sheriff's substation. The building is proceeding to just deteriorate terrible. We were getting critters in there right and left. So someone had given us a brand new wheelbarrow in a box, I mean a wheelchair in a box, and we acquired another brand new one and some other stuff that I was storing at the senior center with no place to put it. It was just there. So I told him I would see what I could do. I went to the Homeowners Association and asked them about Linda Hoy's office building. Only had to ask once, and we got an office to store all that equipment for nothing. So my husband and I went over to the blue building on Wednesday, the day after the meeting when they said you can have it, picked it all up, took several loads to get it there. Then I proceeded to scrub it down and then disinfect it. I am in the process now of labeling every one of them, Story County, with a number on it, and I have a corresponding list of everything, so that when anything is asked for, I can write down number 11 went to so-and-so on this date and keep track of it. I've already taken we have two motorized carts. I've already taken one of them this past weekend that someone needed it for hot August nights. And everything is back. So it's just a blessing that we found a place, because we thought we were going to have to ask you to build another building behind the community center. And this is much better. The patrol people are more than happy to go over there anytime I need to get in the building, unlock it, leave it open all day for me. If I'm there all day, they have no problem with it. So I'm going to give you a list of what we have so far that we're controlling. I just say controlling because I don't know what else to call it. And those numbers that are behind that list, that was the size of the items. So we knew exactly what size room we needed to store all these. We had 9 walkers and 5 4-point canes, and it goes on and on. You can't imagine the potty chairs we have and the bathtub stuff we have, and it goes on and on. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's what we did with that stuff that was brought up in our advisory council, and I told them I would find a place, and by golly, I did. I was so thrilled. I found it the same night. It was that same Tuesday morning we had the meeting, and that same Tuesday night we had the HOA, and we got that done. So we are now the proud owners of stuff until somebody else comes along and wants to claim that kind of stuff. So welcome to the club, guys.
Well, that's a great story, Marilyn.
And thank you so much.
It is. Thank you for all the hard work you do. Do you have any questions for Marilyn?
No. Is this stuff just loan out for whoever needs it?
Yes, it is. And they can call me. They can call the patrol. And then patrol gets a hold of me. And I go in there and mark it off for them. Mm-hmm. It is for anybody that needs it. And how we gathered all this, I better step over here, sir. How we gathered all this is a lot of people lost relatives and called Shirley Miller, who was with RSVP. We'd like to donate this. We'd like to donate that. That's how we got the 2 motorized carts. One of them was from my neighbor. And they called me, and I said, absolutely. I didn't know where I was going to put it for a while, but I didn't care, you know. It's stuff that you need. So that's how we got it. Most of it was donated. Used to be under the care of RSVP, but we don't have that in our area at this point. So we're taking it upon our shoulders to take care of it for a while. Or maybe forever. We don't know.
For the county.
Yeah, for the county.
If somebody up in Virginia City needs something, we have it. Right.
Right.
More happy.
Yes.
That's good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you
very
much.
Yes. This is a rare occasion to have the Justice of the Peace in attendance today. Judge Harrington, do you have anything today?
No, I really don't have anything to comment on today because I'm running smoothly in Justice Court for coming up on a year anniversary.
Okay, now if you'd like to come up to the podium, it's easier.
For a minute.
I know it's easier for staff to go ahead and.
Okay. And
transcribe when you're doing
okay, everything's going smoothly in Justice Court. I know I'm not here very often. We're coming up on our 1-year anniversary of having a full functioning pretrial services and alternative sentencing unit that's funded primarily from special funds. That means it's not from taxpayers. It's from court users. So we're coming up on our 1-year anniversary of that. And also, I hate to see Sean retire, but we work very closely with Community Chest, and they have a huge impact on defendants and people that are going through our system. And that's all I wanted to say.
Great. Well, great. Thank you,
yeah.
Judge.
I'll try to come back more often.
I wish you would.
Maybe I would.
Let's see. Hiding in the back, there's
Mr. Colbert.
When you say, yeah. Because you don't do it publicly, you have somebody go and talk to them. We'll do that. Okay. So let's see. From the Senior Center here in Virginia City, we've got Stacey Gilbert. You have a report today, Stacey?
Good morning. I just have a few quick updates. We recently received a transportation grant. It was written for $24,000 due to lack of funding at the state level. We only received $10,000 of it. After looking at what we could do, we're going to do it through a volunteer program. So if anybody wants to drive, get small stipends, reimbursed for mileage, come talk to me. We are also going to have an open house September 21st from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It will include our calendar premiere party. Our fundraising committee has been working hard putting together a calendar. It includes old-timers of the Comstock, men that have been up here for a long time. We are taking pre-sales now. They're $15. We will also have a lasagna cook-off October 6th. Tickets for that are $10. And if you don't carry cash or a checkbook, we now accept credit cards. So that's it.
Very good. Stacy, so in the past, were you receiving transportation grants in the amount of $24,000?
No, it's a brand new grant.
It's a brand new grant? Okay.
So this doesn't affect your budget at all, right?
No.
Okay.
No, and it's open. I've already been in touch with Lockwood trying to get the program out there as well, so countywide.
Do you have questions for Stacy? Nothing? Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, over to the fire department. Chief Nevin?
Good morning. Thank you. For the record, Jeff Nevin, Fire Chief. First off, I wanted to, I know he's gone, but Sean Griffin, just congratulate him on his transition. He's been an asset to this community, and it's been great to work with him for over those years. So, just a couple quick things. At Commissioner McGuffey's request, we've gone through some of the county-owned properties and cleared those weeds. North and south end of town, behind the parking lot near the Del Rio emergency management office there. We also went down to Lockwood and that county property down there. Mr. Miller was talking about the community garden area. There was a swath of land in there that we've cleaned out, and we're going to hopefully prep that in the spring to prevent those weeds from coming back, hopefully, and if they do, it'll be a small bit of maintenance, not the task that the seasonal staff performed last Saturday. So we've been fairly busy. We've got a fire engine in Elko right now assisting on the Garnet fire. They've been a little busy with fires up there, so we've gone and assisted them. I'm sure everybody knows we had a couple of fires on Sunday, August 6th, from a lightning storm that came through, which were above the communities of Lockwood. Was never really a threat to the community. It was moving the other way. The biggest one was 191 acres, and the other one that could barely be seen unless you were on top of the mountain was about 32 acres. Both of those have been suppressed and no issues from those. And then finally was last Saturday, the volunteer fire department had their annual spaghetti feed. Was very well attended. I won't speak for the numbers, but I heard that they had served almost 300 dinners, so great for them, and it looked like it was very well attended and everybody was having a fun time. Questions?
Questions for Jeff? None? Okay. Great. Thank you. All right. Over to our Tourism Department Director, Denny Dodson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Well, I guess it's safe to say that August started out pretty hot here in Virginia City. You know, we took an event the first year, 3 years ago, maybe less than 100 cars, right around 100 cars. Next year, we might have pushed that to close to 200, maybe not quite. We had turned away people at 400 cars, probably. You know, we registered 350 this year, but we know there's more that came in to try and register or just came up and parked on the side streets and whatnot. But I couldn't be prouder of the way Virginia City has responded and rolled out the red carpet for Hot August Nights. It has become a Northern Nevada premier event. To kick off Hot August Nights. I think it's pretty clear that we're probably married with Hot August Nights right now. So it's a good thing. It's a great thing, and look forward to more things to come. And then we go into this weekend is the rodeo in Virginia City. It's been a long time since we had rodeo up until last year. I told the staff meeting this morning that I've been in marketing and special events for over 30 years, believe it or not. And it's probably my favorite event. It really is. I don't know why, but the show they put on, the quality of the entertainment, the kids' atmosphere that's there, it lends to something that it's really cool to be in. And to have a setting in Virginia City where you can look at an arena down about 100 miles, it's unique. It's very cool. It's a different type of show than you'll find at the Arena Rodeo, much more intimate and, again, very family-orientated. And with that, we are announcing today a locals price of $15 for a premium seat at the rodeo. So if you work or live in Virginia City, you got to come to the visitor center and get a $15 ticket. You got the almost half price. And then finally, just so you commissioners know, and I know every event, they all grow typically, and we have issues. Most of them are parking, some complaints from residents, some from merchants or what have you. But it is something that we are taking seriously and working with Public Works and the Sheriff's Office to renew some signs out there and keep those choke points addressed so we can keep the traffic flowing. So that's all I got.
Anything for Denny?
This is a good job on the hot dog. It's nice, the kickoff party. I walked back and up and down that street I don't know how many times, but it was primarily to get a feedback from all of our shopkeepers. They're just, it's positive outlook on that. They're just loving this. But more importantly, the car owners, they think it's the best deal, best part of the hot August nights now. I think we're going to get inundated as the word spreads. And I've talked to people downtown that didn't go, said they're going to go next year. So, but then, and then the, on top of that, the hot August nights crew are really happy with Story County, with the they're getting nothing but hugs and kisses from the vendors and the county personnel, your team. They think we're the best to work with, and so we're really shining on that. So thank you.
That's good. Great. Thank you, Denny. All right, over to the Planning Department, Director of Planning and Human Resources, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Just a couple things, really mostly for the public. August 17th, which is in 2 days, Thursday at 6 o'clock, the Planning Commission will hold its next meeting, and we will have Comstock Mining giving its annual compliance review, as they do every year per their special use permit. So if anybody has questions about that, they're welcome to attend that meeting or contact us. To let you know, and the public as well, we are still in the process of updating Title 16, the design standards and the subdivision ordinance and planned unit development ordinance. Kathy Canfield, myself, and Bob Morris have been working diligent on getting this thing ready to go, and it's pretty close, and I'm anticipating in the next two or three meetings that we'll have this thing done and ready for the board for a vote. And then also with that will be a zoning update, just some minor modifications and some cleanup that's needed in particular zones that if anybody has questions about that, they can call too. That will be rolled into this. All of that will go through a first and second reading as well as a Planning Commission hearing where anybody's welcome to come and express their comments. That's it. Thank you.
Any questions for Austin? Very good. Thank you, Austin.
Excuse me, what day was that? Thursday, 2 days from now.
Over at our Comptroller's office, Mr. Gallagher.
Nothing at this time, Chairman. Thank you.
Special Counsel, Mr. Morse.
Nothing at this time, thanks.
County Manager Whitten.
Yes, a couple of things. One is our Community Development Director, Gary Hames, is busy elsewhere and asked me to give a brief report. His summary is still rather lengthy, so I will summarize his summary. The transition from Dean's office into the current day community development, we're about 45 days in. On the human resource side, we have had, the good news is we had a transfer, we had a vacancy prior to the transition. That vacancy has been filled. The bad news is it was filled at Hugh's expense. He lost a you know, a longtime employee, but we've got some, I believe, some good plans there. So we'll be looking at filling that position in Hughes, so things like payable vouchers can still get done and payroll can get done. So we also authorized a temp employee through an agency, and they are doing nothing right now but cataloging exactly what we have in terms of paperwork. Paperwork, sometimes it was in boxes, getting a handle on it. A lot of plans that really never made it into the system. Those are being scanned into the system. Also, one of the key goals and roles of this transition was to really keep moving as much toward a one-stop shop as we possibly could. And cooperating with Chief Nevin, we took a look at what previously was done on plan review and permitting and fire prevention through the fire district, and we transferred two employees, and they are now working under community development as employees. I'm going to get back to that in just a minute. We also have an opening now in our senior fire prevention officer. That really was anticipated in many ways. There's an opening in the fire district, and our current senior fire prevention officer, who's just done a fabulous job for us, is opting to follow his passion and his career path, you know, in terms of being on the line and building his fire experience. So existing staff continues to perform on a stellar basis under what I would say right now are almost inundated circumstances. Our senior building inspector is now acting as our senior building code official. That's Chris Hood, doing a phenomenal job. When I go out to Tesla, I was out there yesterday. The team's out there saying, God, what an asset Chris is. And then internally, you can't do it without good folks. And Sarah Dillon, in particular, has just really rolled up her sleeves and not only stepped in to reorganize but keep everything going. It is so busy out there with projects like Mr. Kramer, who I'm going to introduce later on, and Tesla and all the others, that we've actually, rather than beef up more staff, knowing that there will be some surges and some falls, we're beginning to rely on third-party inspectors, contract inspectors, and those are paid for oftentimes, in fact, all times in the case of Tesla, directly by the company themselves. They report to us, but we're not paying for them, and it allows expedited service that we can then make sure we stay up with these projects. So we've got a stable of about four different third-party inspectors that we're using. Internally, we continue to restructure. We're going to turn on the lights a lot more often in our facility out in the industrial park. Thanks to the area the switch vacated, they left us some very prime area to function in. And I see that one day as being able to hopefully not only facilitate community development, in addition to the other disciplines that are out there, the fire district and public works, but also perhaps do innovative things like work with our justice court to accept payment on tickets, those types of things, you know, through kind of a utility staff. So we're working in that direction. And the rest of it, I think we're, well, an interesting note he did share with us this morning. I believe the number six. So in 45 days, it's July 1st, we've had six residential building permits. That's a pretty brisk rate for this county. I did ask, you know, where are they? Are they all in the Highlands? And they're pretty much scattered all over right now. So six new residences is a lift number for this little county. Gary and Austin did spend 4 days in Taiwan. We've got an applicant for a special use permit that's in the process that has a very interesting, very integral, complex processing proposal. And we needed to see it, feel it, and touch it. And again, just in case anybody's interested in knowing so they don't have to make a public records request of you, we don't pay for that. We require the company to. So they were flown out at the applicant's behest and toured two facilities in the Taiwan area and came back very much better informed. I don't know. We've sent teams to Tokyo for Tesla and other areas. I don't know that I've ever sent a team out that came back with such positive reactions on the things that they learned about the processes. So And the rest of it is that, except for one key thing that we want to get out in front of again. We've dealt with rumor mills in this little county for years and years and years, and sometimes it builds to a level that, you know, now I guess I understand what happens when fake news gets injected into, you know, into the phraseologies. There's some baloney that got injected out there that specifically says that management, Gary, everybody is in the process of laying off all of our employees in community development, and then we're going to outsource them back to Battle Born, save a lot of money, cut their benefits. I don't even read garbage like that. So to be very candid with you, that is false, false, false. We did outsource the director's job. That's where it starts. That's where it stops. Nobody in management had ever talked about that. Nobody in management had ever considered it. There are labor concerns as well and our contractual obligations. And this thing comes through and just rattles the cages of our employees at all levels of this organization. And again, I stress, it's baloney. So that is Gary's report with my editorial on it. I want to circle back on what Denny said and Commissioner McGuffey as well with Hot August Nights. I sit on that board. I have an honor of sitting on that board. It's a great organization. Probably a staff of five and a volunteer corps of 500. And that's who really does the heavy lifting and the work is that volunteer corps. I think Bob knows that through the Barracuda. You know, you get it done with volunteers, and they're phenomenal people. But I sat with one. She's got a pretty high-level job with Sierra Nevada Corporation. These are the guys that are launching rocket ships and doing really cool stuff. And she didn't know where I lived. She didn't know that much about me. She did know I was on the board. And the first words out of her mouth were, I went up to Virginia City. I had a blast, and I wanted to make sure I go back there again. And by the time she was done, five other volunteers at the table are committed to come back next year and work the event up here. So I think, again, the town did well. The merchants gave an exceptionally good show, and I applaud them. Like Jack, I kind of walked the streets a lot, along with you, along with Denny and everybody else, and it was very, very impressive to see the merchants so positive, so well positioned to take advantage of the people that are there. Lastly, this is the last morning I can give anybody to save the date. August 28th at 11 a.m. Will be the ribbon cutting on USA Parkway. It will be kind of technically almost in the middle of nowhere. It'll be on the Lyon Story County line. That's the place NDOT has selected. Governor Sandoval should be there. Hopefully our VIPs from the Governor's Office of Economic Development, our friends from Switch and Tesla. I will tell you, if our friends from Tesla follow through with what I've asked them to do, the ribbon cutting will be something to remember. So Commissioner McBride, Chairman McBride will be there. I'm sure the other two commissioners will as well. And I really encourage you to make your way out at 11 o'clock, August 28th. And that's my report, sir.
Great.
That's on
50?
50
John, if I heard you right, how do you get there?
Yeah.
Access to there right now, because it's kind of like Carson City and 580 from what I'm told by NDOT. The road won't actually open that day. This will be more ceremonial, and then Ames has a few things to finish up on. So access it from 80. 80 will be the only way you can get there. There will be shuttle buses probably to take you in if NDOT follows what they've done in the past. And I will tell you, last night I was stuck at the Gigafactory till probably about 4:30. And for those that either work out there or out there frequently, that is the all-time worst time you can try to leave to come back to Virginia City, both inside the park and definitely through the spaghetti bowl. And I might have called the contractor and said, is it okay if I drive the county vehicle exempt plates, you know, the back way? And he said, of course you can. It is beautiful. I mean, it is just a fabulous road. So the likes of which I don't think this county could have ever thought it would see. So that's it.
Very great. All right. Are you giving your report from Jason from Public Works here? Jason Wiersbeck. Wiersbecky? Do you have anything to report today, Jason? I apologize. I know I butchered your last name because it's not Smith or Jones.
Just W.
W.
Don't County Manager, Chairman, Commissioners, just an update on Mark Twain. We have completed the main drainage ditch from Sam Clemens over to Sutro Springs, and I've secured the permission to go ahead and open up the other main drainage channel that's on the west side of Sam Clemens. So we started cutting that yesterday, put all the drainage back to the way it was before. And then on the 18th of this month, we go out to bid for the road project for Mark Twain. So that covers Prospector, Tom Sawyer, Martin, Julie, and Mary Lane. So that's about it.
That's good. Well, you know, I've been in contact with some of the residents down there, and so they give you high praise for everything you're doing down there. They really appreciate the heavy lifting you're doing, helping the neighborhood there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. That's great.
Thank you, Jason.
You bet. Okay. Final up, County Clerk, Ms. Stevens. Nothing today? All righty. Let's see where the heck I am now. Okay, that concludes item 7. We'll move on to number 8 now. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. We'll start down the far end of the table here. Commissioner Gilman?
Nothing today, thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. McGuffey?
Let's see, well, we already discussed hot dog is nice, and also the spaghetti feed, the volunteer fire departments, that's their only fundraiser for the year, and of course I donate my time bartending for that every year. I've been doing it for almost 15 years now. It's been a long time. So I also give them a little check, too, that I have always been doing the bartending. And I see the crowd, I see everybody, and I this year was pretty darn good. It was like I saw a lot of people who rarely see go to the spaghetti feed show up. And then at the end of the night, the firemen were ecstatic. They were just so excited because they weren't even finished counting the money, and they were already close to $6,000, which is twice as much as what they've always gotten in the past. So they're real tickled over the support they got this year, and I hope we see it again next year. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jack. I just wanted to follow up on the Hot August Nights item. It's not that it's just those 2 days that the event is here. We see these participants all week long, and of course the poker run comes through here on Thursday. So the economic impact to Virginia City is like 9 days long. And I know it because I'm a merchant on Main Street, as is Lance. So, I couldn't be more pleased that Virginia City has become a sponsor of this event. And, of course, with the sponsorship comes a board seat, which Pat has already mentioned that he sits on. And that's good because we have a real nice, tight connection with the event and the people. And Denny is right there with them, too. So this is one of these events that started out really small, kind of like the camel races did 50 years ago, and they just grow on themselves, and before you know it, everybody wants to go every year. So since Virginia City itself is dependent upon tourism, for its economic strength, it's just another one of those great events, and we hope to keep it going. So with that, we'll go ahead and we'll move on to item number 9. This is a discussion only, and we'll take no action. This is a presentation from Julie Hunter, Planning Official, Development Officer, and Frederick Steinman, Chapter Secretary, regarding the Nevada Chapter of the American Planning Association, receipt of the Nevada Chapter of the American Planning Association's 2017 Nevada Planning Guide, and an overview of the Nevada Leadership Program at the University Center of Economic Development at the University of Nevada, Reno.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the Story County Board of County Commissioners. For the record, Fred Steinman, Assistant Research Professor at the University Center for Economic Development, Director of the Nevada Leadership Program, which is part of the University Center for Economic Development, and I also currently serve as the Chapter Secretary for the Nevada Chapter of the American Planning Association. First, I would like to extend Julie's apologies for not being here this morning. She's got a young child in school, and with the school school year starting. She's keeping very, very busy. But it is on behalf of the chapter, my pleasure to be here today to present each one of you one copy of the February 2017 Nevada Planning Guide produced cooperatively between the University Center for Economic Development and the chapter itself. To give you a little bit of background quickly, the mission of the Nevada chapter of the American Planning Association is to provide elected and appointed officials, government executives, staff, and members of the public with professional development and educational opportunities pertaining to the wide world of planning, both nationally in terms of best practices, but also for specifics pertaining to planning in the state of Nevada. The mission of the Nevada chapter of the American Planning Association dovetails very nicely with our mission at the University Center for Economic Development, part of the University of Nevada. Our mission there, especially through the Nevada Leadership Program, is to provide professional development, educational opportunities, and outreach and technical assistance to Nevada's public communities throughout the state in regards to economic development, community development, and other items relating to those fields. The guide that you have in front of you took about a year and a half to produce. We had 8 full-time volunteer writers with people from both northern and southern Nevada, and we were able to produce the 7 chapters of the planning guide that we are now in the process of distributing to every planning commission, every county commission, and every city council in the state of Nevada. In addition to our outreach efforts to elected and appointed boards through the state, we also offer the planning guide for free online for download on both the Nevada Leadership Program's website as well as the chapter's website. I've also included some additional materials tucked into the first cover page of the planning guide itself. Both my contact information and Julie Hunter's contact information is provided. Julie also serves as the chapter's professional or planning official development officer, and both Julie and I work collaboratively to design specialized programming and educational opportunities as requested by Nevada's public entities throughout the state. I've also provided some additional information regarding what we do at the Center for Economic Development, as well as some additional information about the Nevada Leadership Program and the Nevada Chapter of the American Planning Association, as well as some information about some upcoming opportunities and educational events that the chapter and the Nevada leadership will be hosting over the next month or so. Again, thank you very much for this opportunity to present each one of you in the county your very own copy of the February 2017 Nevada Planning Guide produced jointly again between the Center for Economic Development and the Nevada Chapter of the American Planning Association. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've already covered item 10, so we're going to move on now to item number 11. This is discussion and possible action. For possible action, approval of resolution 17-470, honoring Rob Dufresne, Story County Fire Protection District Battalion Chief, for 25 years of service. Chief Nevin.
Was that a resolution?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. Go ahead and start with yes.
Good morning again. Thank you. I have the honor this morning of presenting a longtime employee of the county, 25 years almost to be exact, plus a volunteer fireman for many years. Used to watch Rob leave the school on his skateboard, go to the calls. It's like, man, that's cool. I want to do that. It's been an honor to work with him. The years that I first started here and the last 4 since I've been back, he has a wealth of knowledge. He's been in charge of our training for a number of years, and it's going to be hard to find a replacement for him. But I just want to congratulate him on his retirement. So we'll bring him up, and I'll read this resolution. Thank you.
Resolution number 17-470, a resolution honoring Rob Dufresne. Whereas Rob Dufresne has faithfully served Story County for 25 years, from 1992 to 2017, and whereas Rob Dufresne is dedicated to his job and the citizens of Story County, and whereas Rob Dufresne has served with distinction, earning the respect of all he works with, both locally and statewide, and whereas Rob Dufresne's professional skills in several capacities have served to make Story County a better place to live, work, and play. Therefore, let it be known to all present at the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve to commend and honor Rob Dufresne for exemplary service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 15th day of August, 2017. Resolution there for you, Rob. And a very heavy plaque as well. So, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Let's get in front of the podium.
Because this next one's going to be pretty long-winded.
Okay.
You take the recess.
Yeah. Okay, next up is going to be item 12, and I know this is probably going to go for a little while, so why don't we take about a 10-minute recess, and then we'll come back to this. Oh, yeah, before we do that, give me 1 second. Thank you. The clerk, once again, is keeping track of this here. Is there any public comment regarding this resolution for Rob Dufresne? If not hearing it, if I can get a motion for approval.
Turn the page. I'll make a motion to approve resolution 17-470 honoring Rob Dufresne, Story County Fire Protection District Battalion Chief for 25 years of service.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved to second on this resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Great. We'll recess 10 minutes.